Chapter 47, Rome. It seems that when Paul was preaching in Asia and other parts, he had a desire to preach at Rome as well, and felt he would one day do so. Then, when the Jews took him in the temple at Jerusalem and would have killed him, the Lord came to him in the night and encouraged him that one day he would preach the gospel at Rome also. But Paul did not know how he was to be brought to Rome, nor how much he was to suffer. It so happened that when Paul had been examined and had answered for himself many times, he told the rulers that as he was a Roman, he could appeal to Caesar. So they agreed that he should be sent to Rome to be tried there, and he was put in a ship with many other prisoners to go to that city. It was a dangerous time for sailing over the seas, and Paul felt that they would suffer damage on the way. But they would go, and soon a great wind arose and drove the ship before it for many days, until it seemed that they must all be lost. But an angel of God came to Paul in the night and told him not to fear, for he must be brought to Rome and all that were with him on the ship. So he told the men to be of good cheer, for he believed that God would do as he had said. He told them also to take some food and brought some bread and ate it before them, giving thanks to God. So they all began to eat, for there were many more than 200 on board the ship, and they all began to be of good cheer. Soon the ship began to draw near to some land, and was broken in pieces. But those who could swim swam to the shore, and all the rest got safely to land, some on boards, and some on broken pieces of the ship. In this way, the word of God to his servant Paul was fulfilled, and they were all saved from shipwreck. The people on the island where they landed were very kind to them, and lit a fire because they were so wet and cold. The chief man on the island had his father sick with a fever, but Paul laid his hands on him and healed him, and others also who came to him to be healed. So the people were very grateful and gave to Paul and those who were with him all the things that they needed. Yet it is sad to think that we are not told that any of them believed the gospel or received salvation for their souls, although it is likely that the words and conduct of Paul would have been made a blessing to some of them. After 3 months, they left this island in another ship and came at last to Rome. There the brethren who belonged to the church at Rome came to meet Paul, and he thanked God when he saw them and took courage. He was allowed to dwell in a house by himself with a soldier to look after him, but was permitted to preach to the people who came to him. First of all, he called the Jews and told them that Jesus was the true Messiah for whom they were looking, but only some of them believed. And when Paul found many of them would not believe, he said that salvation would now be sent to the Gentiles, and they would be given faith to believe. Thus he was 2 whole years in his own hired house, preaching the gospel to the people, and no man could forbid him. In this way the church at Rome was increased and built up. You will find the accounts of these things in the book of the Acts, chapter 23, verse 11, and chapters 27 and 28.